against God is merciful and God is gracious. He meets man. He reaches down for man. Man does not break all the reins. God breaks the reins. Man simply accepts God's reign. But then, Psalm 19:12, we have the passage, who can understand his errors? Man is wrong. In Psalm 103, verses 13 and 14, we're told, like as a father pitied his children, so the Lord pitied them that fear him. I think that is Paul's walk in the life. For he knoweth our frame, he remembered that we all love us. And in Romans 8:26 and 27, we're told, likewise, the Spirit also affected our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. We don't always know what to pray for. We're weak. We don't understand. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. This passage, to me, is encouraging. If I do the best I can, if I think to do his will, I may not always know what to pray for, but the Spirit will intercede for me. He'll take care of those things that I can't take care of. That'll close the package, is that? Yes, I got some question on this. It's pretty my person will always fight with me. Well, he is also great. My God, suffer with man as much as he did. Oh, but nevertheless, for he is basically 120 years. In Psalm 78, 38, 39, with regard to his dealings with gift, a person cannot read the Old Testament without breaking in and moving up into God's name. And yet, at the same time, the grace and mercy of God is fully evident in the Old Testament. Verse 38 of Psalm 78, he said, but he being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. In many a time, turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passed away, and cometh not again. In Matthew 26, 41, we're told, Mark 14, 38, the Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Romans 6:19, I speak after thine own men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. And Romans 7:18 says, for I know that in me that is in my flesh, for it is no good thing, for the will is perfectly, but I perform that which is good, I know not. And in chapter 8, verse 3, he says, what the law does not do, is it is weak for the flesh. The limitation of the Old Testament law was not with God or with his law. The limitation of what was made. God sent his own son to life so sinful flesh and for sin to them sin in the flesh. If the Lord had given righteousness, if God had could have commanded righteousness, then he could have done that. There's no temple to take care of that. Trouble with man, not with God's law. The previous law was because it wasn't applicable to man in his condition. Now, wait, that the New Testament is. He found fault with the Old Testament, finding fault with the peace. In Acts 15 and 10, Peter said, now therefore, why can't ye God put a yoke from the neck of our disciples, which neither we nor our fathers, neither our fathers nor we, so are able to bear? In Psalm 6, 22, the Lord forgive me not by my anger, neither chase me in hot and by hot and fresh, hot and fresh. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, hear me, for my bones shall fail. Psalms 39, verse 4 and 5, that I may know how frail I am. Verily, every man at his best faith is altogether vanity. Psalm 139, the first 6 verses, verses 23 and 24. Proverbs 20, 24, 1 Corinthians 8, 2, the man thinks he knows anything, knoweth nothing yet, he also knows. James 3, 2, for in men things will offend all, but in men offend not. Word, the same of a perfect man, they long for the pride of the whole life. All of these passages show that man is not. As long as I don't know, if I don't know, I do not understand all the errors. So be ignorant of some of them. Psalm 19:12, he said, coaching on their fantasy circles. And it's about me, from secret Paul. He's a boss of him to himself. That's what the past is about. He's a great tonight in harm and precipitation. So, a person might say to me, Billy, you can't cut down all those trees and crush all cattle. Yeah, I thought that was all cattle, but I'm all over it. Now, if there was three things I cut down, that would prove that I cut down all those trees. In fact, I couldn't cut down any one of them. Of course, more of you say that I'm weak, I don't understand all of my error, the fellow says. Well, Jerry, don't you understand? Well, you know, you can learn about one thing. I'm talking about the righteousness of God. I'm talking about what is pure righteousness. God wanted from the life of man to approach him. There is no way for us to become perfectly holy, perfectly righteous as God is righteous. Now we're going to be like him. We're going to be taken from our nation. We'll never reach that state. But you cannot show me a straight bridge off Canada. I can't take that. I can't take down all of it. It's not humanly possible to know everything and to be perfect all my life. Not only is man fallen, but the gospel is for man. I don't think there's anybody here tonight there. It's for man, sinners, for the child of God. The gospel is for man. The thing about the gospel is that on the gospel we have forgiveness for sins. It's not that we live perfect, therefore we're going to heaven. It's not that we balance the books, therefore we're going to heaven. We do His will, and He forgives our sins. And in doing His will, of course, we do righteousness. We obey His commandments. We dwell in the truth. We abide in Him, all of it. Make us faith. We do that sometimes in ignorance. God promises us. Through the example of David, Psalm 19:20, in 1 John 1:7, he said he sent us to all. First time he said he sent us to all of us. I think that can have this faith. That can have biblical sanctions. That's all I'm trying to say. We can have the instruction of God. He is for all. Now, I'm not demanding that there's any difference. I bring men on the state to learn the truth. I'm not defending ignorance. I'm defending our position as children of God as being recipients of His mercy, His way. I'm not defending ignorance. When a person is willing to hear something, is not seeking to do God's will, I'm not defending that person. That's not the purpose of my appellation. Here are some permanent issues. Repentance. I want you to find repentance in this moment. Repentance will involve more than some people have been thinking of. It doesn't mean just quit this thing. The current issue is perfect knowledge. If a man is commanded to abide in the light, but one sin puts him out of the light, then he has to be perfect in his obedience. Or else he will not do what God told him. And if a man can be destroyed for the lack of love, well, that's as far as my thing. I know that's a certain situation. But that's true with one of the child of God walking in the light, he commits one thing. And he requires perfect knowledge in order to be perfect. I want you to think about this question. What in my position leads one of a disposition towards Satan, which God requires? My position does not relieve us of any disposition towards sin that passes from that. That's all. It's just the idea of it being next to what we're not. What is it all about having sin? Okay, the domain is no, that's not the attitude that I have towards sin. It doesn't make a difference about making God a Christian. That's not the attitude. that you did, I want to avoid sin. I want to live in the light. I want to do His will. And then, if I am failed or failed, then I still have assurance. I'm going to do the very best I can that God will take care of me. I want to make a few comments about what the issue is not. I want to make the point that I'm not defending certain things, I'm not denying certain things. I don't deny it, I don't think I deny any scripture. That puts up about what we have as responsibility for the sins of your world. The good management. And of this, I witness. I believe that. And we confess our sins, I believe that. I'm called the passage that I deny. If I find the passage that I deny, then I'm going to change my position. But if my position is the arm of the first John 1:7, I believe it is. What is the issue? The issue is grace. It's not Calvinism. We're not talking about man's normal salvation. It doesn't need to get rid of anything like that. We are not advocating Calvinism. We're giving the grace of God. We are talking about forgiveness. We're not talking about enduring guilt. God has tried His best to bring His death to man, and I'll tell you a thing. I don't believe that. I mean, He's defined by sins and victims. I believe He's guilty when He does. But I believe in the pardon of God. I believe that the wages of sin is death. Man doesn't have forgiveness on it. Certainly He can help. But it's a free gift from God, eternal life. I believe that just as much as I believe the first part of that verse. I'm not talking about any purpose. If I'm not talking about a person who prophesies and turns against God's word, I'm talking about a person speaking to God's word. I think that's what that word John 1:7 is all about. Freedom, death, and the life. And to walk in the light. We're not talking about one that turns back from God. We're talking about conditions of pardon. We're not talking about a salvation. Is it conditional? Service condition. And walk in the light is a condition of the pardon on the child of God. First, walk in the light of God's favor and God forgives the sins, and He does what God expects of us. And of course, He has the right to play. Who can understand His efforts? Can it not be conceived of us? I want to look at 1 John 1, stop on the chart. First John 1:7. You don't have to know age to understand what the passage says. You only have to know the rules of diagram, being the diagram. The practice talks about a condition. If we walk, our walk is in the light. If the walk as it is in the light, and on that condition, we have fellowship and the blood cleanses us. We have fellowship one with another. The same week, usually one with another. And that could be, we have fellowship one with another or with one another. It's all the same. But we have that promise. We have this promise that the blood cleanses us. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son. That's the blood cleanses us. Cleanses us from all sin, all its evil. That's what I believe the issue is all about. I'm not denying any pastor's correction. I'm not denying that anybody that's seeking God's good God's will or try to escape any obligation that they have from God. But I'm talking about doing what God's will is. The idea of walk through the life. Well,